when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. A breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are. While you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
And what kind of miracle we have in the timeless work of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. That was the title number to Gigi, sung as a single release, a big charter, by Vic Damone, who we remember fondly and who left us all too soon. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the finally springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. And what a good time, I think, to celebrate and revel in and enjoy the incredible songs of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. As many of you know, currently at Lincoln Center Theater is a brilliant revival of My Fair Lady. And there'll be a cast album from that soon, which we'll play on the show. There's a studio recording of Brigadoon with Kelly O'Hara that will come out soon, and as well And I think it's always good on these shows where we celebrate composers and lyricists to dive in a little bit to some of the stuff that you may not know and to remember what a fascinating body of work, in this case, Lerner and Lowe produced. Today, I think we're going to try this all with cover recording, so you won't hear any cast albums. But I think that's okay, because it's exciting to hear how their work infiltrated the world of popular recording. Probably no other team had so few shows, relatively speaking, and such big hits as Lerner and Lowe. They were a very interestingly, in some ways, mismatched pair. Lowe was Viennese and studied classical music in Germany and was 17 years older than Lerner and came here to be a pit pianist and a composer. And he was also a boxer, professional boxer at one point. And Alan J. Lerner was the, we would now say, privileged son of a Jewish department store owner, Lerner's. You may remember Lerner's, who went to Harvard with John Kennedy and wanted to become an aspiring lyric writer during World War II. And the two of them met in 1942 at the Lambs Club and struck up this rather wonderful friendship that led us to some of the most miraculous scores of the post-war era. Their first show was a couple of songs placed in a bomb called What's Up, I think in 1942, 43. And then The Day Before Spring was their first full score. And nothing from it was really ever recorded. There was no cast album at the time, even though it played about half a year. But here are two lovely jazz performers, Jackie Kane and Roy Kral, singing one of the few songs to escape from The Day Before Spring, You Haven't Changed at All.
Who would ever dream the remote extreme? You'd be handsome as you were, not an optimist or idealist would have had that thought occur. You haven't changed at all, though it's been a while. You're
funny, but standing here and talking to you like this just brings so many wonderful memories flooding back. And you'll have to admit, we shared some pretty great times together, you and I. Know what I mean? The seasons change.
What a nice song from 1945's The Day Before Spring, which launched really the Lerner and Lowe collaboration. Maybe that should become a standard. What do you think? Well, the two gentlemen came up with their next show called Brigadoon, and it took them a while to get it produced. It was eventually produced on Broadway by the great Cheryl Crawford in 1947. And I would say among, now we're in the post-war years, the post-Rodgers and Hammerstein post-war years, this may be the show that fits most completely into the kind of formula that R&H came up with. And it was also choreographed by the great Agnes DeMille. But its lyricism is so pervasive. It's one of the most beautiful scores ever written. It's not revived terribly often. But let's listen to two fantastic songs, also picked up by the jazz and studio world. Here is Chet Baker with a fantastic rendition of The Heather on the Hill.
Thank you. is through for your part of me from this day on. And someday if I should love, it's you I'll be dreaming of, for you're all I see from this day on. These hurried hours were all the life we could share. Still I will go with not a tear, just a prayer that when we are far apart, you'll find something from your heart has gone, gone with me from this day on.
You see, Fiona, you mustn't be sorry about anything.
I'm not. In fact, I think real loneliness is not being in love in vain, but not being in love at all.
But it'll fade in time.
No, he winna do that.
Goodbye,
Tommy. And dinna forget. Any day, any night, that always and always I love ye. I love ye. I love ye. I love ye.
What rhapsodic romanticism, Score de Brigadoon. That was, I guess I snuck in a little studio cast. That was Shirley Jones and Jack Cassidy. What a lovely rendition of that score. Well, Brigadoon set Lerner and Lowe on the path to be one of the great post-war teams. They followed up in 1951 with a show called Paint Your Wagon, which isn't terribly well known, but it has some great, great songs. And I said I would stick in the sort of studio pop cover world. Here actually is a cover recording by a Broadway great. I'm sure you'll guess who it is from Paint Your Wagon.
Can I think about how can my heart I still see Eliza. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Eliza and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Eliza, the shadows are falling and winter is calling above. But I still see Eliza. Whenever I dream of love, made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Eliza, the shadows are falling and winter is calling above. But I still see Eliza. Whenever I dream of love,
so that was kind of a double fake out. We had Julie Andrews singing from Paint Your Wagon, and Maurice Chevalier, whose unique personality and timeless voice was this, at the center of the film Gigi, singing a song from Paint Your Wagon. See, we like to change things up here at Broadway to Main Street. Well, speaking of Julie Andrews and Lerner and Lowe, that brings us very quickly to the street where we live musically. My Fair Lady, the 1956 smash hit. It took Lerner and Lowe many years to get it up and running. They had to sort of crack the book, the adaptation of Shaw's great play Pygmalion. And it was a bit of a struggle, but they brought Moss Hart on board and, of course, Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison, and came up with what was quite simply the first international blockbuster of the American musical theater tradition. And it spawned so many songs and recordings and absolutely infiltrated pop culture. So let us hear, of all people, Nat King Cole taking us through the lyrics of Alfred P. Doolittle.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work.
The Lord above made liquor for temptation to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in.
Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you're on a muck. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. God above made man to help his neighbor, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbor, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when he comes around, you won't be home. They're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the bloodhound don't find out.
Of stars burning above, if you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire, if you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much, show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time, make me no undying vow, show me now. Burning above, if you're in love, show me. Tell me no dream filled with desire, if you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Hand in your lips, long for my touch. Don't say how much, show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time, make me no undying vow, show me now.
Ella Fitzgerald showing us the magic of Lerner and Lowe. As I said before, the score to My Fair Lady just infiltrated every aspect of pop culture. And even Frank Sinatra, who probably wouldn't have been caught dead in Edwardian England or Edwardian London, picked up one of the great numbers. This is from his Live in Paris album and shows you how ultimately swingable is the music of Lerner and Lowe.
All night, I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never, never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting, but all at once my heart took flight. I only know that she began to dance with me. I could have danced, 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 danced. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have danced a whole lot more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never, never, never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting, but all at once my heart, it took flight. I only know when she began to dance with me, I could have done, I could have done, could have danced, danced, danced all night.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? You hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And just to know somehow you are near, the overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly peer. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Thank you. suddenly appear. People stop and stare. Baby, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by. I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. I'll be here on the street where you live. I'll be here on the street where you live.
Boom. Now, who was that, do you think, listeners? Hands up. Was it Jack Jones? Was it Chet Baker? No, it was Stephen Pasquale, one of Broadway's great leading men currently, in a wonderful studio recording. Boy, he really gets both the theatrical and the jazz concept of that song, doesn't he? Well, how could Lerner and Lowe follow up with anything that could top My Fair Lady? They came darn close in 1960 with the score to Camelot. Maybe we remember it's more, shall we say, martial strains of the title number. But here are two absolutely affecting ballads from Camelot. The first by classical singer Arlene Auger, and then we'll go into Chris Connor.
Follow me, follow me,
to a cave by a sapphire shore, where we'll walk through an emerald door. And for thousands of breathless evermores, my life, you shall be only you, only I. World, farewell, world, goodbye. To our home 'neath the sea shall fly. Follow me, follow me, follow me.
What a beautiful song, rendered by Chris Connor. Well, Lerner and Lowe wrote two original film scores, Gigi, we heard a little bit up front, and The Little Prince in 1974, I think. A very undervalued score. I'd love to see it as a stage show someday. Here is Robert Goulet to sing the title number.
Take your smile away from me.
The Little Prince was Lerner and Lowe's last project together. They did a couple things for a Broadway revival of Gigi. But let's turn back to Robert Goulet. Lerner and Lowe made his career in Camelot as Lancelot, of course. And here's a wonderful medley done brilliantly, I think, live by Robert Goulet.
Thank you very much. And may I also thank you for coming to see our show this evening. I'd like to sing in a medley of three some songs that were written by two gentlemen who have been very, very kind to me, Mr. Alan J. Lerner and Mr. Frederick Lowe. Way out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks were up there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Before I knew Mariah's name and heard her wail and whining, I had a gal and she had me, and the sun was always shining. And then one day I left my gal, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so golden lost, not even God can find me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Out here they got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my gal beside me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Music when she speaks, isn't there? A different bloom about her cheeks, isn't there? Could I be wrong? Could it be so? Oh, where did Gigi go? Gigi. Am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize? Gigi, why, you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh, no. Overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing, ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling, I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
That was Robert Goulet in concert playing tribute to the two gentlemen who helped him so much in his career, Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. They were so masterful at what they did. If you want to enjoy their music on the stage in which it belongs, go to Lincoln Center Theater and see My Fair Lady and just continue to enjoy their music. They went their separate ways. Fritz Lowe retired in the early 70s, and Lerner went on to write a lot of interesting shows in the 60s as well, Coco and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with Leonard Bernstein and many, many other interesting failures, I guess, successes that run out of steam. And currently there's a complete book of his lyrics out by Oxford University Press if you want to check those out as well. I'd like to thank Emily Altman, who runs the Frederick Lowe Estate, for helping me collaborate on today's episode. I think it's fascinating that, as I said, for a pretty short partnership, 47 to 60, they wrote such long-standing hits that have become so embraced by Americans in living rooms and in concert halls and in theaters all through the decades. Inevitably, we would want to see if we could get the two of them together on a stage, and that's exactly what Ed Sullivan did in, I think, early 1961. He had Lerner and Lowe for a whole hour on his television show celebrating their work, and they asked if they could do a little bit of a pitch for Camelot, which was struggling at the box office. And they went on, and Burton and Julie Andrews and Goulet and Lerner and Lowe were on, and it changed the fortunes of the show overnight. So I'm going to turn the rest of this episode over to Ed Sullivan, who will introduce today's stars, Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe.
Which number of the two of you great composers and lyricists decided to sing?
Well, Ed, if you'll keep Richard Burton in his dressing room, we'll try and do one of his songs from Camelot. The age-old problem of every man.
How to handle a woman.
How to handle a woman. How to handle a woman. There's a way, said a wise old man. A way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her? I begged him answer. Do I threaten or cajole or plead? Do I brood or play the gay romancer? Said he, smiling, no indeed. How to handle a woman? Mark me well, I will tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her. Simply love her, merely love her, love her, love her.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.